okay, everybody's going to behave tonight, right? We have like a stranger in our midst. Everybody behaves like you go to a Sheva Brachas. So if everybody is the same Chassid Kalam family, it's boring. You get like one guest, one fresh face. That's why you need Panim Chadashos, I hold. If you've ever been by a Sheva Brachas, Shem Shmaitza, Tuesday night, or Leches Elul, I believe. And really, we're learning Shmaitza Hey, Perek Tesvav. We're in the middle. Well, we're going to start with Perek Tesvav. And we have here, this is a very funny Shmaitza. Like, it's not, I don't want to say it's not Lomdish these last few Prokim, but it's very, like, single-minded about one Inyan. And it doesn't, it's not so, I don't know what to say. Even though it's, okay, we're talking about Chazaka Derava. Or as sometimes it's called, Chazaka de Rabba. Now, when you reach Shonim, to be Godol, you have to have Shonim and Simonim, right? You have to have two Cyrus, not just age. And I never fail to say, so I'll say it again now. The Pshat and two Cyrus is a Pshat. It's physical maturity. You need chronological age and physical maturity. Cyrus is the way a person matures physically. That's the sign of maturing physically, is Cyrus. So you need so really when you say you need two Cyrus, it's like saying you need physical maturity besides chronological age.
Except according to the Gemara we're about to learn.
What are you referring to?
Birth and still being not sure if it's physical maturity. Apparently the Cyrus is
that's important. There's two, the shyness of the Gemara, whether giving birth itself is physical maturity akin to Cyrus, or that's bonim kisimonim. But the other one, the Amar Gemara, is ain bonim below simonim. It's just a riot at the simonim. And birth is not necessarily the physical maturity that we're looking for, but it's a riot at the simonim.
But right. We know it's a little hard to understand giving birth and not being physically mature.
Why? You don't know what physical maturity means. Maybe physical maturity means being able to jump rope 100 times without...
Okay.
So he brought down... in the beginning of this whole... of this part of the Shmaitza, he brought down the Gemaras, which mamish ping-pong back and forth, to what degree Rava says... Chazaka at the Simona. Rava, he calls it Rava. In Halacha, I think it's called Chazaka the Rava. It's a resident of Gerasa, no big deal. I don't know if it's a big deal, maybe it is a big deal. Anyway. So he goes back and forth with how much of a Vadai it is. Is it really a Sufek and we're Machmir, or is it a Vadai and we're Machmir the other way? We don't let her do Chalitza unless we check her. Like, what's going on? So, meanwhile, in the last program, he narrowed it down to specific shittas, and he has the marit. The marit is, like, very extreme. Marit is, it's vadai. That's the marit's understanding of the Gemara Nida, that the maskana, it's mamish. Kimat vadai. They say kimat, we'll see in a second. Kimat vadai that the simonim. To such a degree, the marit goes to such an extreme that if you checked for simonim and they're not there, you assume shema nashru, or shema nashru. You assume nashru. You assume they fell out. And mamish, so then what's the point of being machmir? Like, how does it have a pshat to be machmir and not let her be chaylitz? If you don't check, or if you check and there's no simonim. What's the pshat? So that's where the Maharit said, well, I didn't mean mamish vadai, but, you know, korav vadai. It has to be that way, or else there would be no mokum to be machmer. You know, only mokum to be machmer if it's korav vadai. But the Maharit brought rayas from Shas that korav vadai is good enough. Right? You wouldn't even say sofek tumma. Rishus Hayochitz Fekotome in a Safek that's Korov Levadai. That's his case, the Amsochim, where the Koyan leaned over, and you say Bardalus and Hulda probably dragged it away. It's not Vadai, but you see from there the Maharit says that Korov Levadai, or Rogil, I think he uses a Lashon Rogil, is already enough to say you don't say Safek Tumim, Rishus Hayochitz Fekotome. And I want to remind you guys that you even say Svek Sveka, Rishus HaYochid Sveka Tomei. even though it's a sex cycle. The Rogil is Rogil. That's the Marid. That other fellow, what was his name? The Stoltz, Marie Stoltz. We called him, we gave him a name. Maram K, we called him. Maram K, Mikostlitz. Maram K. We call him the Maram K. Maram K says it's a Sofik. He mamash argues. We already had the Shmeitzer himself hold when he started the whole Marechas about this Indian. He said it's a Sofik. And you have to, it's a Sofik because it isn't. He says if you testify, if you give edus, then the edim go away, and you know they were of age, but you don't know if the, you don't know if they had simonim. There were no, you didn't check them, so you can't use the edus. Not even to be machzik moment. Not even to be machzik moment. That's the Shmaitz himself holds. But meanwhile, he's discussing. So we're up to Perek Tezvav, where so far he's like on the side of the Marit, sort of. At least in Miyuniru and the Yosvaydi, I feel the name of the Chazoka the Rav Milsahi, but like Perik Tezvav, right? But the Marit certainly took it too far. Mikomakom Benivdikov alone into Cyrus, if they checked and you didn't see Cyrus, Loima Mistoma Noshu Machmas Chazoka the Rav, because of Marit, that Yamamish assumed they fell out, that's like Vedaitai, and he says, the Regilos Pekach, it's very common that it falls out. She knows she machmos harachitza. She takes showers, baths. They fall out. That's too extreme. Devade kosher lo nimtzu Cyrus lefonenu. By the way, just la halacha lemaisa, we paskin that chazaka derava. You cannot assume in a diaraisa. Only on a drabonon, right? That's why, let's say you would let a cotton daven for the omud once he's 13, of course it's only drabonon. But, you wouldn't let him say kiddush. You shouldn't let him, unless you say kiddush with drabonon, because you're already daven.
I'm reading,
Parshas Zohar. I have done this before, I didn't let them read Parshas Zohar. Unless they were ready to get checked. And, we once had a chalitza. Because I told you by the Bezdin and Monsi, I'm trying to remember why. Because she never had kids, even with a different lover. She never had kids, and I'm trying to remember like why it. Because I think if there's dodim, there's also like a full developed breasts is also like a sin that there's Cyrus. I'm trying to remember. It was mamish nageya to check her, and now we're going to learn today if you can get Noshim to check her. Because, what do you do? Because you can't let her have chalitza. You need
Cyrus. Is Cyrus or is semen that they're mature? Does Cyrus become not necessary?
How do you know they're mature? Because of the dodim.
Yeah.
You have to look at the dodim. It's not a joke. No. You have to look at the dodim. You can't trust them on because, there's a crease in the dress. So you have to look at that. You have to look at something. I don't remember. It was a major issue. I think at the end we had women check on it. Because we're going to have the Shmaitzer that also that women are nemun to check. Chazaka the Rav is good enough that you believe women if they check and say they saw Cyrus. But I'm trying to remember, because normally a woman.
Yes, for doctor.
I'm trying to remember the case. Like, because a man once he has a beard, then when he has Cyrus, once he has, doesn't mean the Cyrus. It means b'mokama erva. But when you shave, it's like most bar mitzvah boys. I don't know most. I don't think. But bar mitzvah boy that shaves, you don't have a problem. Because you assume the Cyrus lamato. The Cyrus lamato. You assume Cyrus lamato. But bar mitzvah boy that doesn't shave, you can't let him do a diaraisa. Really, you can't let him blow shofar on a shoshana. Unless you check them. Or the Parshas Zohar. Okay, anyway, this is too extreme, the Marit, in this point. The Vada calls it into Cyrus Lefanenu. If you looked and there were no Cyrus, Midei Sfekel Onafkem Noshru, Allah, come on. To go say you assume they were Noshru, and the Mamish Kemad Karav Vada, they're God, though, that's too extreme. Uriah, and I'll bring Uriah, says the Shmaitzer. No, the Yitzhak Parakamu, the Yavama is Behod the Omer of Zvid, Ein Bonim below Simonim. Not Bonim Areim Kesimonim, but Ein Bonim below Simonim. I mean, it's probably to Cyrus if she gave birth. And we're talking about in, she gave birth when she was a katana.
Okay.
And you have to hold that toizman kalacharzman, because it's toizman. So if you say ein bonim below simonim, so what? She's not 12 yet. So you have to say the year before 12, right? Toizman kalacharzman. Uporich the Gemara has lived the car. Check on. Umasik afilu the mandiyom aloicha shinun shemanoshru. So there's no point checking her, because even if she doesn't have, we're choishish, you'll be choishish.
Everybody's
choishish. Everybody's choishish. Because we're choishish, Shem to Rav Zvid, the makos of the ancient, you're not going to give makos an ancient. You can't assume she's a gedola, because it's only Sveika, the ayin shom. So the Shemaitzah says, how does Marit deal with this Gemara?
What's the
Raya
Kasha?
The Tosis said, first of all, the Lashon Gemara is only Chashinon. But Tosis finalizes the Chashinon by saying you don't get Malkus. If they eat Chaz and you gave Masra, you're not going to give them Malkus. Well, either a person could say it's enough of a riot from the Lashon HaGemara, you know.
Which
Chashinon.
Yeah,
but it's only Chashinon. The Marit, when does the Marit come off saying that you can assume? Not sure. Rituals, you assume not
true.
Okay. So Toysus says we're very slaykav. Haray, now the Shmaitzer says I feel a bit tired later, which really would make them fall out. The shchichi yoser the nasri than just taking a bath or a shower. So I feel the mandiyom aloichai shinun shema nashru machmas tired later. The Gemara says I'm vidi the nasri. I feel the mandiyom aloichai shinun shema nashru. So now we're going to answer the Marit, which you should have jumped up yourself, Yeshua. The Gemara is talking before she's 12. So how can you ask a kash on the Marit? He says, Vayevshar, the awesome keeping the Marit Toichazman, the Lekaraya, El Ali, they have Bonim, the Reokusimonim, Shemokim, they say Kalai Nafka. But the Marit's talking about age. Avalecha de Gil, the Klaus Shonim, I feel the Lekasiris before Nenu, maybe the Marit's right. My kash on the Marit is not a kash. I mean, it's a manosh, you machmas chazok at the Rava. Omom, but, says the Shmaitzah, the ikra machloika shebein marit, u di ime, harehu maram ke, we call them, maram koshtlitz, maram ke, so the divri maram svirle, the bo'al, that you have kiddushay miyun, the katano have kiddushin, and he was boiled her after 12. The sofek noshru, and then you checked her, eno elamid derabonon. If you checked and there were no Cyrus, so it's only Kedushin derabonon, he says. Even if you were boiler after 12. Avu menat toira, the Maram K says, Avale vadai ktana. A sofek is derabonon Kedushin. The divrei marit adaraba, menat toira, Avale vadai gedola, the mistoma noshru. Right, mamish, right?
According to the other side, to the subject of the Kumra?
Maram K?
Yeah.
Okay. No, you looked and there were no Cyrus. So you're not quite Shemanosh.
The Rabbanan say it's possible.
Suffolk Noshu is only a Rabbanan. The Suffolk Noshu, he says, is only a Rabbanan.
Right, so we're not.
Maram K says the Suffolk Noshu is only a Chashash Rabbanan. The Suffolk Noshu is only a Chashash Rabbanan.
In other words, really, we're not worried about it at all.
Right, that's with your eyes, so we're not. But the Marit holds Mamish when I call to the Kotel. He holds, you assume that the Moshe. When we divvy a Rav Amagid, Lamadnu lo kedivri zeh ve lo kedivri zeh, which we always enjoy. Ella the Suffolk, that was a joke. Ella the Suffolk Noshru havelei sveika diaraisa. The Rav HaMagid says that the Suffolk Noshru is a Suffolk diaraisa, not the way the Maram K says that it's a Suffolk only with the Rabbanon. Ayin Shom, Zelashono, Mimash, Shomru Cheshin, Shom Noshru, Don Osa Rabbeinu, Kesuffolk Kukudesh, Menat Torah. Atkan Lashono, Rimavur, the sveika havi, but the Suffolk diaraisa. Ella, but okay, the Mashmaita says this is all a discussion with the Nivdekov alone into Cyrus. I want to get back to the Yatsum Shaila, says the Shmaitzer. This is all like the extra that the Marit said. And even if you checked and there's no Cyrus, you can assume there's Cyrus. And then the Maram K said, no way. Right. But that's all that extra oomph that the Marid says. Avalam lo nivdaga b'zeh, matzinu l'meimar, or at least the Marid says so. The chazaka de rova milsa, it's a real chazaka, and it's rogil or korav avadai, however the way the Marid said it.
Interesting question, why are you milsa all of a
sudden? Yeah. Even the lekareus of the fanenu, because we're not talking about you checked into an Osiris. Chemashma midivrei lechemishna shom ayin shom. Ivra, now we go back to the din of chayshon mishpat that the Shmaitzer made a big deal about three prokim ago. That it seems, and again, for the sugya it's very complicated. There were steers in the sugya and nida about chazaka de rabba. Ivra midivrei shochanu chayshon mishpat mashma the chazaka de rabba nami and all the sfeika. It's not, right, even without the checking. But the cost of Shom cotton posel lahoy that she obviously stays Cyrus, achayud gimel shonim gemuros. Now, if you ask me, that lotion is not so terrible. But that's the din. I mean, the din is, you say, a cotton amachuit put on tefillin. Until he has shonim and simonim. That's the din. The assumption that this Cyrus, if he's 13, doesn't make it correct to say he only has to be 13. That's still an incorrect statement. You need shonim and simonim. The assumption that there's simonim if there's shonim is just an assumption that they're there, but it doesn't change. So I don't see what's so terrible about the Shulchan Aruch saying cotton posel the oed atchiyavi shtei Cyrus achayud gimel shonim gemuros. That's a true statement, but the Shmaitzer extrapolates from it that it implies that without checking him that you know he has two sires. The Shmaitzer somehow sees in the Shulchan Aruch that you have to know he has two sires. And you can't assume he does, so why Chazaka de Rava? So the Shmaitzer builds his whole binyan that Chazaka de Rava is not an assumption that you can make l'maskana, it's just a chash. Yeah. You cannot make the assumption, which we happen to paskin. We paskin in a DRI, so you do not make the assumption. Shofar and whatever, Zohar. Kiddush is a problem. And it can happen. The kid's 13, the father's away, and the kid wants to make Kiddush for the mother, and he's just 13. I don't know, he has Cyrus. So you start with, say she daven Mayriv, so maybe she was Yotze with Mayriv, and then Kiddush becomes the Rabbanon. And that's what it is. You're a bonon. But you can't. What about benching? Okay, we're not moitzi anybody in benching anyway. And mezumin is the raisa, but you're not being moitzi anyone really. Okay, I don't know. Anyway,
what's up, benching?
Yeah,
that's better.
Not havdalah.
No kiddush.
Yeah.
And I mostly kids who have stitches.
Well, that's what we're talking about, the Chazaka de Rava. I know we pass the Chazaka de Rava does not help in the Diaraisa. Bottom line, Mishnah Brura.
You have
to start. Is that Mammon if he's a problem?
13 of it. He's a brother, right?
No.
That only if he has
the Yeah. But the Chazaka de Rava, mother, he would let the mother check him.
Nah.
13 years
old? No way. No.
Look, we've had a kid get bar mitzvah by the Zohar, you know, and the bar mitzvah day was Shabbos. And Cyrus from before are Shuma. They don't count. So you have to say, like, they grew last night, they grew in the last 12 hours. The best is if they shave. I don't know, shaving already.
13 rows is 0.
No.
Yeah, I don't get that. But that's why I don't get the thing about birth, by the way. You're willing to say if he shaves the mala, he shaves the mala, so to speak. But if he gave birth.
What do you know about giving birth? How do you even know that giving birth is a sign of godless?
I mean,
what's a big deal?
I was born in a hospital, and all about it.
No, what makes you... No.
We know the Ketanim
King. I want you to realize you're assuming the birth is something godless.
Right.
Why are you assuming that?
A woman's body has to be mature to a certain degree in order to be able to...
Yeah, but who said it has to be mature to godless?
Of conceiving and
in the early generations, the Gemara and Sanhedrin talk about in the early generations they gave birth, and okay, maybe they physically matured.
Yeah, is that Tokay?
Okay, anyway, I want to point out that the Shmaitzer's Raya from the Chayshim Mishpah Shulchan Aruch is not that
but
heavy.
The Rav's passes the bar, so I don't understand the Rav's comment.
What did the Shulchan Aruch say already? All the Shulchan Aruch said is that a cotton's posel lahoy until he's 13 and has two sirens.
According to Rav,
and that's a true statement. The Shulchan is like late nochus to assuming he has the two sirens. He's not talking about that. He's saying a true thing that you need Shonim and you need Simonim. The Shmaitzel sees in that that you have to know he has sirens. I don't know why. Umashma, the Shmaitzel says.
Are you saying that the Shulchan is missing the stuff?
What he said,
the Shulchan
doesn't talk about it. The Shulchan is saying what the requirements are.
That means that we assume that that's what he has. So
no.
Ella what?
Either yeah or not. He doesn't talk about it.
He says you have a requirement.
Requirement are Shonim and Simonim. Where does the Shmaitzel steal the Shulchan Aruch that there's no assumption? You would never say. Let's say you have like the Marit, that there's an assumption. But if someone would make the statement, to be a Gogol, you only have to read Shonim, you would hit the buzzer. It's a false statement. The fact that the assumption of Cyrus still would make it a false statement, if you would say, to be a Gogol, you have to have Shonim. Is that true?
When he brings the Shulchan Aruch in Perek Yud Aleph,
yeah,
in the note at least, in the note, he says kosher lo bat benu edus of esur.
What?
In the note, when he brings the Shulchan Aruch, Perek Yud Aleph,
yeah,
page Samach Gimel.
Yeah.
So in the note, in the bottom, when he's explaining it, he says the kosher lo bat benu.
Yeah, but we're asking now, why does this? What gives the right to the Shmaitz? What gives the Shmaitz the right to make such an assumption in the Shulchan Aruch? Umashma, he says it here again. The kaidim bedika, before you check out the cotton, posel lahoy. V'loyamin avadei gadol yadei chazaka derava. Umuchach te chazaka derava eino adol lahachmer v'miyun k'mo shiksati perkid alef ayin shom. Okay. V'chein nira achar ha'iyun. Meaning, I thought about it and I'm convinced that this is the way I'm right. Not like the Marit. Not like the Marit. Forget about the Marit's extra chiddush. Not like the Marit. V'chein nirach ha'ariyan, given the Marit, nami lo osa l'chazoka d'rova k'vadei mamish, the Marit himself pulls back the throttle and is scared to say, so to speak, that it's mamish vadei. Then he starts hemming and hawing. It's korav l'vadei. It's rogil. Even the mavur l'hedya b'shas, b'bal, d'ikas feka d'yarai. So why does the Marit have to pull back the throttle? With the Lashon HaGemara is that it's a suffix if he's boiled her after 12. Vafilu l'mashe kosati de'echad loy nivdaka odif even the lekareyu saw, and there it's talking about he checked her and there was no simonim. Vikomukom even the marit le'yosei alo b'toris vaday elam yishum the korel ha'sofik harogil u'rayoso and the marit's raya.
What?
No. Even without Noshu. How strong to make the Chazaka the Rava?
He says, Nivdika Adi came in the lake of Reusa.
Yeah.
It's not a Reusa of Shem and Ashram.
If she wasn't checked, even like a Reusa.
The low Nivdika Adi?
Yeah, even though it's other than if you checked her and it's not there. Yikomogom, but since Kiva the Marit Loyosi Allah Bataris Vadai. I'm hearing the word mamish. Elamish of the Koril or Sofik Harogil, Urayoso, the Marit's Raya, is that Chazal dealt with Korav Levadai or Rogil as Vadai. The Gemara in Pesachim, the Ekilu the Sofik Harogil, the Shivchoso Shal Meitzik, the Shivcho of the Tough Guy, the Rimon, that's the name of a place, Chitila Nathal Abor. But Tiharuhu, when the Koyan went to look over and to see if it was a Zohar and a Keva, that they were in Gansin Matahirim, and they Shechuldu Bardalus Mitsuyan Shah. The Kosu Toises, the Giraruhu Vachlu, they dragged it away and they ate it up, Havisofik HaRogil. Meaning it's Rogil that they do that, and it's no longer even Sofik Tumabishus Ayachim, Bechaim Bakama Duchti. Who would work well? Perik Yud Aleph Ayin Shom. Who Bishom Muchach Lehepich says.
Is that really why they're calling him
what?
Is that really why they're calling him what? To see the Rav on the table?
That's
the more shocking. Oh, it is. Why are you calling him wise one?
To see how many, how much,
oh, how
to
many
make. A Shifcha Knanis. Is Tomei Beleda or not? But if it's rogil to happen, like the bardalis and the chulda, so you deal with it like a vada. That's the maritz raya, that even though the Gemara calls it sofek, but it calls the chazaka derava still sofek, right, if he's boil her after 12, it's only a sofek edition. The maritz says, but it's a chetz of a sofek, but it's rogil, still dealt with as a vada. Now the Shmaitza is going to say that the raya of the Marid from that case is not a raya. Eitan, you have to go to work. This is not Dr. Pelter. He's a new old man. He hangs around the shul. Grab him. Ask him. Lasso him. Can't let people walk in. No, we encourage people to come into the shul and you just let him walk around. He doesn't know what to do. He doesn't know where to sit down. He doesn't have a chavrusa. Yes, ask him what he wants. Okay, in deference to Eitan, Mishon Muchach Lehepich. Wow, Mishon Muchach Lehepich. The Hamaskinen Shom Benida. The Ein Sofik Moitzu Bidai Vada. What?
It must appear in different places in Shas.
Well, from Sochem, but he's talking about the Gemara Nida that a vest. We know the Yom HaVest, you have to be Chayshi, she sees Dam. Right? So, if the husband doesn't know if she was Toivel, he doesn't have to ask her if she was Toivel. Doesn't have to ask her. If he knew she sees Dam, if he knows that she saw Dam with the Yoyma vest, then he has to ask her if she was Taylor. But if he didn't know, then it's a sex faker. Maybe she didn't see, and even if she saw, maybe she was Taylor. So you don't have to ask her. That's the Gemara. But if he knows, then ain't something much to me the Vaday. Mecha the Vaday Roa saw, be Yema the Tavla. Avalay Safek Uvaday, ain't something much to me the Vaday. Right? So that's the Gemara.
What the Vada is the Dam?
If she saw Dam, you're not allowed to be boiled her unless you ask her if she went to the mikvah. So we pass it over practically. Oh, you'd have to ask your wife if she went to the mikvah.
This is in the old day, in the good old days.
No, in the bad old now also.
It is?
The din is that you have to ask your wife if she went to the mikvah.
After
she goes
day.
To the mikvah. When she comes back from the mikvah, she has to say she went, ask if she went, she has to make some indication. You can make a, if you make a prearranged
symbol. No.
Maybe the chatzitza, maybe she can go, maybe the lines are, I don't know, maybe the lines are too long.
Leaving because life is alone. You ask her if she went. She could very easily say, "I went."
You're allowed to believe her. You believe her. You're allowed to believe her. We don't believe her. We're talking about now the din of ain't something much me vaday. She was vaday tmeya, and you cannot assume that she went to the mikvah. So you can make a prearranged signal if she winks. So that you make a prearranged signal, you know, in the early years of your marriage, early months of your marriage, that she should do the simon, and that is like she's saying, "I went." Not a question of belief, the question of making something by to me, they bad that. That's the din. Look it up in Hilchas Nida, look it up in any Nida book. and then you need the wool. So now, wait. So the Gemara says that if you saw a dam, you have to ask, because the rabbi told you much of the about. Okay. Uporich from this story in Psachim, Matanya Maisa Bishikhasa Solmaitzik Barimo Bitiarum, they should hold the barulus mitsuyam sham. So the Gemara does not look at the Khurdo Bardalis as a Vadai, as a Rogel even. Something Yeruah, something like Yeruah, because it's something Moshe Midei Vadai.
Okay?
Yeah. Good one over to he was confused a little bit. He was upstairs yesterday for Kirch HaShoshanim, and then he went up now, and nobody was there, and they showed him they're sitting here. It's good. We talked about the other shiva.
All right. Came for brochure?
I pointed it out. He looked at it. We flipped through it together, and then he put it back.
Does he have a smartphone? You can download the whole thing with a smartphone if you have that app.
Did you have that app?
Do you have a car, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, so you're going to take me to the bus. So the Shmaitzus is saying that I have a raya that the Gemara Psachim is a raya against the Marit. Marit wants to use the Gemara as a raya that a Rogil is as good as a Vadai. And the Kufake, because the Gemara Nida, when it says the halachic rule of Ein Sofik Moitzu Midei Vadai, asks a kasha from this story in Psachim. For the Meitzig Echad,
which is the boar.
Yeah.
The
you know the Nefil was in the boar. How can you assume that the Bardalis took it away? Why don't you say Ein Sofik Moitzu Midei Vadai? Umishani, the Gemara answers, Lo Tema Nefil. Elakamin Nefil. Ah, it's not even a Vadai Nefil. It's a Sofik Nefil. Avoy Sofik the Sofik. Oh, the Iboy is Seima, the Gemara says, Kivin the Chuldo Bardus Mitzuyin Shom, Vadai Giri Ruhu, Mufarshi Toysu Shom, Kala Sugi Besofik Harogil, the Salka Daida the Besofik Harogil, Moitzu Midei Vadai. I am Shom. Remaskonos Hashas, but the but the maskonos hashas that philosophic harogel ain't moitzu midei vadai. I'm going to stop here. I'll pick it up from here tomorrow.